I saw a picture of it, and it looks pretty interesting, and it's going to be launching in just a couple of months. And Adrian Sussman joins us right now, the managing director for Coast Autonomous. And Adrian, tell us a little bit about this bus, if that's what you call it.
Yeah, good morning. What we unveiled yesterday is a 20-passenger, fully autonomous, self-driving shuttle. It's going to run at about 25 miles an hour along the Marion Street transitway. And, yeah, I can promise you a wonderfully boring ride.
you certainly hope. You say at about 20 miles an hour on just – will it just go north and south on the Marion Street transitway there?
Yes, it's only a short sort of about a 0.6 of a mile route, just going back and forward. It's really just a sort of test to start with, just to see how people react to this new technology. And it's, as I said, a wonderfully boring ride. There's something very nice about not having a driver. We're really excited to launch the service.
If this thing is proven to be successful, you know, ridden by a lot of people, is there any chance that you'll expand that route?
Yes, I think, to start with, it's just two vehicles. But if we can prove that the service is a success and people like it, I think it can expand in a lot of different directions. For example, up to Ybor City or down to the riverfront. And I think it's there's just a lot of opportunity for it.
And you said there's two shuttle cars right now. So with standing room and all the other seats inside, it looks like 20 per shuttle. So at first, you're only going to be able to transport 40 people basically per trip?
Yeah, it's just a test to start with. These types of vehicles are really designed to complement existing transportation. So it really is a first and last mile solution. So the ideal thing would be, you know, if you have, for example, an autonomous golf cart or something like that that would take you from your front door in your neighborhood to the bus stop or the metro station. And then when you get to downtown, you'd get in a little sort of 20-passenger shuttle like this that would take you from the bus stop to your office or something like that. So like I said, it's really a way to complement existing transportation. And to provide that sort of last mile service.
And this thing can determine, I guess, when everybody is on and the doors automatically close and it just takes off, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So you can program it, because it is autonomous, you can program these things in any way. So during peak hours, you could have it stop at specific bus stops and it would run a fixed route. And in off-peak, you can have these vehicles run sort of more point-to-point, on-demand, kind of providing an Uber-type service that you could call from a smartphone app.
What are the rates to start off with?
I don't think that's been decided yet. So at the moment, I think it's really just going to be a free service to start with, just for people to get to sample the technology.
Oh, cool.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see this kind of technology, because they're talking about driverless Ubers and all of this kind of thing. I mean, as they've said so many times before, that kids born today will never ever learn to drive a car. They're not going to need to learn to drive a car because they're going to be driverless cars, and that's it. And
what I should just say also, just before I leave, is just to say congratulations to Hart and thank you to Hart for running this pilot, because it really is a brave sort of first step into the future, and that first step is often the hardest. So I think they've done a great job.
Now, if people want to check it out, they can actually see it today. It's going to be displayed at the Grand Hyatt in Tampa, right?
Actually, to be honest, the vehicles, it already left. We've got a lot of work to do to get it ready for the end of December, which is when the testing will start. And so that'll be its next appearance, and then with service due to start towards the end of January.
Okay, well, that sounds good. Adrian, we appreciate your joining us on AM Tampa Bay today.
Thank you, Adrian.
Pleasure. Thanks a lot, guys.